Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back here on Metal Shop. It's the all-local episode. And this band is also playing Wednesday 16th at El Corazon with Satyricon, Goat Whore, and a band that we already had in studio tonight, Inquinoc. They just released Cur, a four-song EP last week. You can pick it up. It's available for stream. It's available for purchase. I'm sure you can buy it at the show.
Yeah, you guys got it at the show? You'd be slinging
it's
out some merch?
Void Throne. What's going on, guys?
What's up, fellas? Woo.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a physical copy of it yet.
Oh, cool. So you're just going to tattoo it on people's foreheads, then the download link, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely. So all what's right. up, guys? Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what
yeah,
you do for Void Throne?
Let's go around the room and say your name and what you do.
My name is Jean Frolov, and I do the vocals and the lyric writing.
I'm Ron. I'm the guitarist, one of two.
Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
I'm Austin. I play the five-string bass.
Damn, Austin's like, are you done yet, dude?
And I'm Josh. I play the drums.
No, he's soft-spoken. Josh.
Mysterious.
Yeah. Also, we're missing Mac Boyd, who's the other guitarist.
Okay, cool. Well, shout out to him. What's that guy doing?
Is he working?
He died.
Brutal!
We just lost him. Yeah.
Right after the album released.
All right, so when we were talking before you guys jumped on, you mentioned you guys are from a couple of different areas here. How did you guys get together? Like, how did you meet? How did you get the band together? Like, what's
the
going on?
The magic happened on Craigslist.
Oh,
really?
Another Craigslist connection.
That's awesome.
It's a Craigslist success story.
Hmm. Looking for primitive black metal vocalist.
So how did that work? You put the ad up. How many people did you have to go through until you got here?
Well, originally it was Josh and myself. We met up, and he like brought his drums over to the house. We set them up. We had a practice. We were terrible.
but he left the
drums over, and after a few months, we started looking for other guys to join the band. We had some terrible encounters. One of the bass players before Austin scratched my wife's car.
He was an Uber driver too. So he should have been a professional.
Yeah. Actually, Jenya is the only guy who didn't find us on Craigslist. It was Facebook.
But it worked out, right?
Oh yeah. And actually, this is fun news. So Dan, our old singer, he had to move to California.
Okay.
So he's actually flying up for this show.
Nice. Oh, so you guys going to duke it out?
Oh, it's going to be a badass show. It's going to be like a
that's awesome.
A handoff of the torch, basically.
A collaboration there.
Dual front man. Yeah. That's cool, man.
So this EP, it's the new one. It's called Cur. It's four songs. It's an EP, but there's a lot of intense stuff going on here. It's very chaotic. How long did you guys spend working on this record? Give us a little insight
about working on Cur. Yeah,
yeah.
Tell us about it.
You know, I think the writing probably took place over a little over a year.
Yeah, a little over a year. We wrote Recursive Communion, which is the fourth song on the album, like a year ago, I think?
Yeah.
Just without the lyrics.
So you put some time in, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we put some time in. And I think the songs just kind of came naturally.
Yeah, I think a lot of times with this style of music, it's like one or two guys like sit in a room alone and like write riffs and then like bring them to the band.
Yeah.
And like that can be more efficient, but not as fun. Most of our stuff we wrote from jamming.
Nice.
And so you just have to accept the fact that you're going to play a lot of bad riffs, a lot of bad music before you come across the one or two you're going to like.
But it's more organic.
Failure leads to success.
Man. Oh, yeah. It's way more fun, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot more organic.
Way more, yeah.
And then you're a cohesive unit.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're going to play the title track from the record. It's called Cur, and do you have anything you want to say about the song before we go right into it?
So Cur is a, as far as I remember, a Babylonian version of hell. It's super weird, super crazy.
I like it.
I wrote the lyrics on the behest of the band trying out for you guys, and it was I was trying to bring forth a little mental health issue that I had a couple of years ago or 3 years ago.
That makes it real, though. That's cool. Oh, I appreciate that. Like, I seriously do. So let's just jump into the song, give people an idea of what you're coming from, and then let's come back and talk to you again here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
So
all
this
right.
is Kerr, Void this Throne. Is,
yep, Void Throne's the band, Kerr, and that's the song. The album is Kerr. You can see them this Wednesday with Satyricon, Goathorn, and Inquinoc. We'll be back with more from Void Throne. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Yeah!
Metal Shop here. We're back with Void Throne. Congratulations, man, for hitting the Satyricon Goat Horse Show. There, I think that show is going to be packed. I think you guys are going to be doing really well, and there's going to be a lot of people there early. We highly encourage everybody to get down to El Corazon. It's May 16th.
Yep, this Wednesday at El Corazon. And if you don't have a ticket yet, these guys have tickets for sale.
Yeah, they made a point to tell us.
So where can we get tickets from you guys?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Hit us up on Facebook, and one of us, probably me, is going to deliver the tickets to you directly.
See, that's service with a smile.
I'll see you on 82nd and Pacific Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to stress that we start at 7. Sharp.
So get there. Okay.
Let's hear
so
together.
We kind of want to ask you guys a little bit. We've been trying to do this with most of the bands that we've been talking to just get a feel from where you're coming from. Like, what was a light bulb moment for you? I know mine. I know Kevin knows his. What was that moment where you heard a certain song or a band, metal, hopefully, since this is Metal Shop? What got you into this? What made you want to do this, man?
I used to play bass. Originally, so okay. When I heard "My Name Is Mud," But I heard that, I was like, well, "What is that?" I found out it was bass, and I wanted to play it.
For me, I grew up in the era of nu metal crap.
Hey, man.
So when I
no shame,
I used to get high and play drums to like stupid Deftones covers
used
and stuff,
to.
Which is fine, okay. But I then. Well, I was high again.
Yeah.
And I came across a Sepultura video for Desperate Cry.
Ooh, that's heavy.
And I said, oh, you can do that. So that's when, like, I started going down the rabbit hole, man.
Nice.
Oh, you fell.
That
hard.
Was a good one. Yeah. It was a live video, too, so the energy was...
Oh, that's cool.
I started playing bass in jazz and blues bands, like, growing up and stuff. So I got into metal relatively recently. And it really kind of came down when I was working this residential custodial assistant job one summer in college.
Excuse me, janitor?
And there's just... Yeah. There's
janitor.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between bass and you know, scrubbing shit out of toilets. I mean, but I remember it really all kind of came down when I was dusting this room, and I put some Kralis on, and there's just there's just something about like dusting and Kralis, you know, the little particles just like flying up, floating through the sunlight, and just
getting mesothelioma, you know, no big deal.
Yeah. I really just wanted to kind of keep going in that bizarre direction.
I like
the avant garde. That really did it for me.
That's deep.
That's awesome.
Deep.
Hell yeah. And what about you, man?
Yeah, man, tell us.
Yeah, for me, the inspiration for singing, or at least my favorite singing style, comes from Johnny Morrow from Iron Monkey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically
okay.
from the song Web of Piss. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song.
It's a classic.
Yeah. Prior to that, Cannibal Corpse, I think Sentenced to Burn was one of the few videos that I initially watched when I was getting into metal where I was like, this is nuts.
Ooh,
this is insane. I love it. I hate it. Love it.
And I need to be part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool, man. I like this. I like this group of individuals, Kevin.
I like them too, man.
Okay.
They brought us all kinds of nice treats, man.
They brought us some cupcakes. Pastries.
They brought us some awesome cupcakes.
We're going to have to go burn one.
We're on a sugar high tonight. So Void Throne again playing this Wednesday with Satyricon, Goat Whore, Inquinock at El Corazon. They have tickets for sale. They have a new record out. It's called Cur. You can check it out online on Bandcamp, Spotify. You can stream it. All that good stuff. Please purchase it from the band and support them.
They'll send you nudes.
Please, they're playing
we need you.
This Wednesday, May 16th at El Corazon with the almighty Satyricon, Goat Horde, Goat Horror, and Inquinock. Check it out at El Corazon and support this band. Buy your tickets through Void Throne. Here's another song. The final one is called Phantasm Epic. Epoch.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys want to say about the song?
It's fast.
Take
it's
a long play.
It's a good song.
There we go. Let's let the music speak for itself. It's Void Throne.
It's okay-ish.
On Metal Shop.
Thanks again, fellas.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.